And I want to take some time to kind of highlight both quarterbacks. I know we talk a lot about them. You may have your opinions. You hear a lot of different things. But I think it's important to really look at the stats and what they've done so far this season. If we look at Isaac James when it comes to rushing, he's grossed over 100 yards already on just 32 rushes. So at that quarterback position, offers, again, much more of kind of that option quarterback. He's really developed well into running that read option. He's got intelligence. They're starting to toy around with some more motion. So they use him for that aspect. But then John Lampe, what a guy. He's come up so well. Just on those passing yards in itself, over 600 this season. He's completed 43 passes. Again, Isaac James going 4 for 4 on the completion, but he's only got 5 yards. So by those stats alone, you know who's going to be throwing the ball.
And Isaac James will come back out to start the second quarter at quarterback as the Cromwell Greyhounds look to be in that I formation, which we haven't even seen that prior to this game. So they're breaking out new offensive formations each week. But we'll be a 2nd and 1. They're deep inside Lawrence North territory at the 17-yard line off that left hash. James, under center, takes a snap, looks to give that one off to Pascal. He does up the middle. Pascal trying to storm through. He's going to gain about 2 yards. Good job by the Lawrence North defense. But it looks like that one's going to be just enough for the first down and move those chains. So 11:54 remaining in the first half, still 14-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They're going to set up on the 14-yard line. Two wide set. They split the difference as James is back under center. James takes the snap, looking to hand that one off to Perkins. He does, off that right tackle, still moving at the 10-yard line. We got a penalty flag as Perkins will go out of bounds at the 4-yard line. This one might be coming back.
It looks like it's going to be holding on. Austin Roberts, he was the only man out there with a block. Receiver on the right side, but I don't want to speculate. Either way, a great run there by Chris Perkins and a great read there also by the coaching staff. Good handoff by Isaac James. And again, folks, it's going to be on the Greyhounds here. So just another setback for that offense that's been so explosive, putting up 14 points already.
And I like what I've seen from the rushing game. You know, we talk about them shaking it up with the passing, you know, with the play action. But we've seen runs up the middle, off the tackles, off the guards. We've even seen a couple pitches here so far early in the first half. So 11:32 remaining in the first half for the Carmel Greyhounds. They set up at the 21-yard line for a 1st and 17. They come out with that same two-wide I formation. James under center. Off the right hash, he's going to keep this one. Left tackle at the 20-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up for about a gain of 2 yards. So good job by the Lawrence North defense neutralizing that threat as soon as it was coming available.
Great tackle there by number 9. That was Jalen Daniels, another sophomore. He's a defensive lineman, but he's a big boy. Get this, 6'2", 225 pounds. Jesse, we've called quite a few names on that Lawrence North side of the ball. A lot of them sophomores, young guys, already getting some playing time on varsity.
And showing signs of just sheer raw talent. These boys over there on Lawrence North, and it looks like they're going to have one of them jump off sides there. Possible neutral zone infraction. That is what they are signaling. That'll give Carmel 5 of those 10 yards back here on 2nd down.
Good use of the hard count there by the Greyhounds. They've done a good job already. That's the 2nd neutral zone infraction. So free points for the Greyhounds, and they're just moving forward in that red zone.
2nd and 11 from the 15 now. They go under center again, give that pitch off to Austin Roberts, left side, 15-yard line, 10-yard line, still moving the feet into the end zone, and a rushing touchdown there for Austin Roberts shows just how dangerous he is to make it 20-0. 20-0 Greyhounds with 10:31 remaining here in the first half, and John, we saw that speed, the D1 speed right there that so many people are raving about from the big Austin Roberts.
You know, And I don't just want to pin it on Austin Roberts. You got to give credit to the blocking there. The offensive line has been a weaker part of the offense for the Greyhounds, already showing signs of improvement tonight. They've already put on, with Adam Kramer's kick here that is good, they've put on 21 points, and it's only 10:31 in the second quarter. Jesse, that's been just a world of a difference, the scoring game for the Greyhounds so far this season. And I like what you said. You know, you brought attention to Roberts. But they've come out as a team tonight, which is so different. I think that's important, folks. If there's anything from our broadcast, I think it's that you understand this, that the Greyhounds look like a team tonight. In previous games, they've come out as great, talented players, and they've come up big with individual plays. Tonight, they're coheating well together, and they're really functioning as one strong unit.
And you mentioned the offensive line, obviously holding those blocks quite well there on that play, but give credit to some of those receivers in the backs as well. Thomas Baldwin off that left side, opening up a gaping hole there for Austin Roberts to go right through. Roberts breaking the tackle and taking it the rest of the way, but as you said, it takes a full team to win a football game, as we've seen with many teams around here so far in recent years, in recent memories. Kramer will be kicking this one away to Lawrence North with 10:31 remaining in the first half. This one is up and away, and that one's going to go actually out of the back of the end zone, so even more power this time for Kramer, as that will be the automatic touchback. Tunstall Jr., another sophomore running back, was back deep to return on that one. So here comes the Lawrence North offense from their own 20-yard line. Still plenty of time to work with, trying to get some points on the board. And it looks like they're going to go back with Minter as the quarterback. See, he's in the huddle right now. Not terrible field position to start with off the automatic touchback. They're going to go full house set with one wide out to his left, as Minter looks to give that handoff. They're going to go with a reverse here off that left tackle, and he's going to be brought down for about a gain of one. That was John Scheel, the senior running back, on that carry. So 10:17 remaining here in the first half. Will be a second and nine from the Lawrence North 21-yard line.
And Lawrence North still in that huddle. They slow the ball down a lot, unlike the fast-paced offense of the Greyhounds. It's given the defense a lot of time to just sit and adjust.
Minter's going to keep this one right tackle across the 25-yard line. Going to set up a third and manageable here for the Lawrence North offense. Let's see if they try to air it out here. Minter showing off that arm strength earlier on a couple drives.
Well, yeah, you know, Minter tried to hit Tanner Higgins. He's actually a defensive back playing wide receiver, so you got to give him a little bit of slack there, having to switch sides of the ball. But showed a very strong arm. He had good pocket presence. He didn't try to scramble out before it collapsed. He stayed up, moved up in the pocket, and made a good throw. It just unfortunately didn't connect.
Full house set from his own 25, takes the snap, looking to pass under immediate pressure. That one's going to be complete across the 25-yard line for minimal gain. That was Devin Hinkle on the reception, going down on the ground there. It looks like Lawrence North and that offense, they want to stay out there for this fourth and four.
Good tackle there by, again, Jack Conway. We've called his name a few times, come up big in this season. An interception changed almost the tempo of a game. And really, kind of like you said, Jesse, he's an under-the-radar guy. And excuse me, folks, it looked like Lawrence North was going to attempt to go for it on fourth down, but they are going to punt it off, so Carmel will receive it back here.
Trying to plead his case was Minter, that this punt is a great punt up and away, as Baldridge is back deep to return, comes up with the reception there at the 20. Now he's forced upfield, has some room to work at the 35. Penalty flags fly at the 35-yard line. Baldridge is going to be brought down at the 40. Good little return for him, depending on this penalty.
And again, another penalty. And if it's on the Greyhounds, it just stresses the importance. You got to play smart ball. You know, last week against Lawrence Central, there's a reason that they won that game. And one of the reasons is they only had one penalty. And it's going to be on the Greyhounds again. And so you're taking away a great return by Baldridge. It hurts the confidence of the team, but also it puts pressure on that offense now that has to come out with even tougher field position.
And it will be an illegal block in the back penalty. And this is a 20-yard shift right here, as that was a spot of the ball foul at the 30-yard line. Negates that 20-yard return that we saw from Baldridge, as Lampe now comes into play quarterback with this offense, as they go back to their modified full house set here with two tight ends. Those are Perkins and Roberts. They put Roberts in motion, gives it off to Pascal up the middle, room to run at the 30-yard line, still moving across to about the 33-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down after the gain of 14. So that stops the clock at 8:16. The Carmel Greyhounds leading 21-0 here early in the first half at the 33-yard line. Same formation, two wide set. That's Baldwin and Baldridge out there. They split the difference as Roberts goes in motion. Again, Lampy's going to keep this one left tackle. He's going to be brought down across the 39-yard line for about a gain of five. 7:54 remaining. Clock keeps ticking away. No sense of urgency right now by this Carmel Greyhound offense. Lampy does go no huddle, rather.
Gain of five, second and five.
Same formation from his own 38-yard line. Left hash as Lampy under center takes the snap, fakes the pass. Now he's going to give that up the middle to Pascal across the 45-yard line. He's going to be brought down for another first down.
Man, I've got to credit the play calling here from Carmel's offensive side. They've done a great job thus far of really running the ball well. They're finding good holes. The offensive line's doing a good job of really opening up some just alleyways for Pascal to run. We haven't seen him do that recently. But coming up with some big gains, and it's really helping Lampy's offense.
Same two-wide formation for Lampy. Robertson motion up to Pascal again, up the middle, close to the 50-yard line there at midfield. It's going to gain about 4 yards. So 7:14 and counting, going with three consecutive runs up the middle from Shakir Pascal, but it seems to be working as he's picked up two first downs in that span. Approaching 7 minutes and counting right now. Pascal remains in the backfield for the Hounds. It's time to put Perkins in motion. As he stops now, Lampy's going to look over towards that sideline. So I have 12 seconds left on that play clock, the advantage there of the no-huddle offense. Lampy back under center to put Perkins in motion. Once again, he gets the pitch off the left side. 45-yard line, moves upfield, has a first down and more, getting brought down close to about the 42-yard line, moving the chains. Chris Perkins once again.
And I think the Greyhounds are beginning to see a pattern here with Chris Perkins. He's a great back when you allow him to get to the sideline. He uses that to his advantage. He's able to get a lot of quick yards and agility. Folks, looks like we're going to see a penalty here again. Maybe timeout. Looks like an injury, actually. So they're going to call an injury timeout here. Everybody's okay. We don't want to alarm anybody. So we're just going to resume game. But going back to what I said before, Jesse, I think they've begun to really be able to fit in Chris Perkins to the offense. They were running him up the middle a lot. It just wasn't working. He wasn't able to get the yards off of that center, Nate Thompson. Pascal's been much more of that back. He's a power back. He's bigger, and he's almost stronger. But Chris Perkins is faster, and they finally tapped into that using him on the outside corner. He's done a great job for that rushing game today.
6:20 and counting remaining in the first half now in Lawrence North territory at the 42. Lampy under center puts Roberts in motion. He's going to keep this one off the option, give it over to Roberts now off that left side. 35-yard line, Roberts storms upfield to about the 30, and he's going to be marked out at the 27-yard line. So another impressive run there, and running the option very smoothly on these last couple drives, Lampy.
And so the production that the Greyhound offense has had kind of overshadows some of these defensive players who are still stepping up. Tayshawn Finley, again, the senior defensive back. We've called his name quite a few times. He's wreaked havoc in coverage a few times on some passes, but he's been everywhere on the field. Good job by him to play heads-up football.
Lampy under center with the modified full house, putting Perkins in motion, fakes the pitch, looking deep down the right side to Roberts. Roberts is not going to be able to get under that one. Had some open space in front of him, but that will be an incomplete pass, second and 10. 6:03 remaining in the first half. Carmel still leading 21-0 if you are just tuning in. Offense has been moving quite efficiently, especially on this drive on the ground game with Shakir Pascal. As Lampy's been going with that same formation since they were back deep in their own territory. Lampy under the center puts Roberts in motion, gives it off Pascal up the middle. Pascal's going to storm ahead for about a gain of 5 yards. Living about 4 or 5 yards at a time, but is getting efficient. Not seen Isaac James yet on this drive with 5:47 remaining in the first half. We'll set up a 3rd and 5 after the incomplete pass and that run from Pascal. Same formation for the Hounds offense. They put a man in motion once again. They try to go up the middle. Pascal still spinning around on his feet, still moving those feet across the 10-yard line. And the 5 look to be wrapped up across the 15 there. Able to fight for 10 extra yards. Going to set up a 1st and goal inside the 10. So 5:27 remaining. So Carmel Greyhounds trying to hurry this one up to the line. Wasting no time. He has Pearson and Baldridge now as his two wideouts. Roberts is going to take a little bit of a breather on the sideline, putting a man in motion. They give this one off to Pascal again, trying to get into the end zone. He's going to be about a yard shy. Second and goal coming up as Roberts will re-enter the game. Parker Redelman, first time we've called his name in a little bit, was coming in and relieving Roberts of his duties for a couple plays. At about the 2-yard line now, 4:53 remaining in the first half. Clock still ticking away for the Hounds, but with that 21-0 lead, they're going to give it off to Pascal up the middle. He's going to storm across into the end zone. It will be 27-0 as Pascal loses his helmet on the play in the process. But a drive that was really driven by the fuel from Shakir Pascal ends with his touchdown run up the middle.
And I think coming into this game, a lot of us thought that the passing game was going to have to step up again, and that was going to be the saving grace for the Greyhounds. Again, only 355 yards this season rushing, as compared to the 611 passing yards that John Lampe has racked up. And, of course, Isaac James tacking on a few there.
And here comes Kramer once again up for the extra point, and that one is good. 4-for-4 on the night, 28-0 Hounds.
I think there's still another area that the Greyhounds can still improve on. They're playing incredibly, 28-0 already, 4:42 remaining in this second quarter. But Lampy's still got a key to victory. I think he's getting close to completing, but he's still struggling with a little bit. I wrote down he's got to stay in the pocket a little bit and let the offensive line work. We've seen Lampe quite a few times he gets nervous or he gets a little fidgety. He starts to get the Manning feet, you know, where he feels the pressure around him and he starts kind of stuttering and he ducks out of the pocket. And he's still got a few seconds left in there. I think he's got to set and he's got to throw with confidence. Don't let the back foot take control of the follow through. Big time plays air it out. And they're already starting to hit on that play action. But I do want to give Lampe credit. He has had incredible confidence coming into this game. I've seen just an incredible amount of improvement in him, and I am totally a believer in John Lampe.
And he's running the option quite well, and you got to give credit to the offensive line, giving him time to make those decisions that he is so accustomed to making. Offensive line stepping up big tonight, and that's really a big key for the Carmel Greyhounds as Kramer will kick this one away. This one is well back deep. And that one's going to be into the end zone for another touchback. That is the fourth of the night for Adam Kramer. So perfect 4-for-4 on extra points and the touchbacks.
Deshaun Tunstall there, the returner, wanted to be able to take it out. But, of course, new high school rules. If the ball goes into the end zone on a kickoff at any time, it is that automatic touchback. So Lawrence North coming out on the 20-yard line. Jesse, how has field position affected their offensive productivity today?
Well, they've started every drive so far from their own 20-yard line with those automatic touchbacks. So they're not really burying too much. They haven't been pinned back deep too often. But as far as the starting field position, whenever your kicker is able to put him in the same spot, not great field position, but not the worst, it really lets your defense open up their playbook. As we are going to have Minter come back under center, keeps this one. Quarterback keeper diving at about the 34-yard line for a gain of 4 on first down. So 4:32. Remaining here in the first half. 28-0 is your score from their own 24-yard line. Lawrence North will be coming back out.
Anthony Mazza there with the tackle. He's racked up about 4 tackles already in this game, being very productive. He only had 4 last game, so he's met that mark, looking to surpass that again.
They're going to go full house, 2 wide set, and they're both out to his right as Minter. Going to put a man in motion, hands it off to him, left tackle across the 28-yard line. A solid run there by Tunstall, who's been back deep to return quite a bit. His first carry of the night. And good job there by Sam Story tracking him down for that tackle.
Story led the team again. If you're just joining us, 17 tackles last game. Phenomenal performance. Again, just one of the 3 members of that very solid linebacking core. Mitchell Ingren and, of course, Ryan Sondles add on to complete that. They've been the 3 top defensive leaders in the past 4 games, and we're starting to see the secondary then with guys like Mitch Davis and even Riley Smith add on some big-time plays as well.
Same formation. It's time to get up to Tunstall right side this time. He dives across. He's going to have enough for the first down. A big third down conversion there for Lawrence North after the gain of 4.
And none other than Jack Conway makes the tackle. We've called his name about 4 or 5 times tonight. Came up with a big interception. Jesse, I know you're a big fan of Jack Conway. He's really stepped up this season.
And Jack Conway, one of those guys we mentioned during the pregame show, kind of an under-the-radar player, but he has been playing big, intercepting Reggie Bonifon, who is a University of Louisville commit, D1 caliber quarterback we're talking about here. And he was able to pop up and intercept him almost out of nowhere and almost took it back. So he's coming up with big plays all year as Minter rolling out. He's going to take a big hit there from Ryan Sondles, who comes up with his second sack of the night. And he's going to lose about 7 yards on the play, and Sondles coming up big once again in the backfield.
And so the biggest penalty that Lawrence North can commit is the Ryan Sondles penalty, where he just infiltrates your offensive line, able to get through, and sacks Minter down with authority.
It's going to be an official loss of 7, 2nd and 17 from their own 25 now. Have plenty of field in front of them with 2:20 remaining here in the first half, still 28-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Minter comes out with that full house set. They got two out to his left. Minter takes the snap, looks over for the screen, finds Williams on that one. He's going to be brought down for about a gain of 3. So Williams getting his first reception of the night.
Jack Conway tacks on the tackle there. Good job by Minter, though, to kind of spread the ball out a little bit. They've had some trouble on offense. They're facing a third and eternity. But they're doing a good job of not getting backed up in a hole. They're staying competitive, and they're taking some shots downfield, which I really like. I'd like to see him air it out here. Give Minter a shot as a young sophomore. Let him air his arm out a little bit. Hopefully come up with a big reception.
It looks like with a minute 30 remaining, we're going to have a 3rd and 16. Taking their time in the huddle, Lawrence North as Minter breaks huddle. And they're going to come out, it appears, with a 4-wide set single back formation from zone 26. Off that left hash, he takes the snap, looks to pass towards the right side. That one's tipped away. That one's going to squirt onto the ground. Still moving, and they're going to call that one incomplete. But a great job right there by Wade Murdoch, getting a hand up there and tipping that one away before any threat can start to develop into a big play. So we'll be 4th down and 16. Let's see what they elect to do here with a minute 10 remaining. It looks like that offense starting to trot off the field a little bit, and we will see the punting unit for Lawrence North come back out once again.
And so the Greyhounds now have a shot to get the ball back before halftime. They can even put another 7 points on the board, or at least a field goal. Maybe even let Adam Kramer get his feet wet a little bit. Give him a shot down the field. They got a minute 10 right now. It'll probably be around a minute with this punt return based on how well they do.
Going to kick it from about his own 17. That one's up and away. A pretty high punt there towards Jason Baldridge. Good kick there. He's going to be fair catching that one at the 38-yard line. So from his own 38, let's see what Baldridge and his offense can do with a minute 4 remaining. It's a pretty good field position for them to work with, leading 28-0. See what quarterback comes out on this drive. Lampy heading back towards the sideline. It will be Isaac James coming out for this drive. He will have Baldridge and Pearson and Baldwin out as 3-wide set. It's Pearson going over towards that left side now to move into the slot. They go pistol formation, 4-wide set rather. On the slot on the other side, they have Roberts. One-handed grab there by James. They get the screen over towards Baldwin. Baldwin across the middle of the field. 50-yard line still moving. Thomas Baldwin at the 30, the 25, the 20 being chased down. Brought down, and that one so close. Tayshawn Finley with a huge touchdown saving tackle.
What a play there by Thomas Baldwin. A great, even better play there by Isaac James. He was able to stay upright, took a hit, got the ball off quickly, able to get it to Thomas Baldwin, and we saw the speed of Baldwin. Center fielder, when it comes to the baseball field, he's used to covering a lot of ground, and boy, did he cover a lot. Wasn't able to punch it in, but Isaac James is going to continue that here.
First and goal from the 7, and it will be James going to keep that one off the right side. He's going to have no one in that area, and he's going to go right into the end zone for an easy touchdown, 34-0.
And so it looks to be 4 rushing touchdowns here for the Greyhounds so far in this ball game. And they're able to score within about 20 seconds, 34-0 in favor of the Greyhounds.
That was about a 48-yard pass there from Isaac James off that screen. And great job again. The blocking has been spectacular so far tonight for the Carmel Greyhounds. Austin Roberts over on that right side taking out a couple defenders and leaving it open. as we will have the extra point. We'll be up and good. We have a penalty marker there on that play. But it is 35-0 as both teams trot back off to the field.
Jesse, I don't want to take anything away here from Lawrence North, but I think we're getting a good dose of reality. What high school football is like. The Greyhounds have had to play a very tough schedule so far out. Coming out, just talking about Trinity alone, when they were coming up here, they were number two in the nation. It's not an easy thing to be able to play the number two team in the nation with an offense that's struggling, with an offense that seems to be falling apart, with an offense that doesn't have a central leader. And then they have to play teams like Center Grove and Lawrence Central, who are just constantly climbing up that ladder, being the top team in the Mid Conference 6A ball. It's been good for the Greyhounds so far to be able to kind of settle down, play a team that's a little more in the realm of reality, and really have some success so far.
And as we reset here, Adam Kramer will be kicking this one away. About 50 seconds remaining here in the first half for Lawrence North to work with, as that penalty that was at the end there of that extra point attempt will move the kickoff up. And Kramer, who has had four touchbacks already, will be kicking this one from the opposing 45-yard line. So everybody going back a little bit here. So it was a roughing the kicker penalty on that last extra point attempt is the official call here. Moves it up 15 yards for Adam Kramer. Try to kick this one back deep. Kramer puts this one. It is up and away. That one going straight into the end zone. And that will be the automatic touchback there. That is the fifth of the night for Adam Kramer. And Lawrence North will start at their own 20 once again. So trailing 35-0, let's see who decided to go with at the quarterback position on this drive.
Late in the second period,
so 49 seconds remaining from their own 20-yard line right in the middle of the field. Still waiting on that official word on the quarterback will be Minter once again.
And just a little word for all of you Pups football kids out there. You've got a hayride coming up. Actually, WHA is going to be DJing down there. It's at Troy Farm, 141st and Shelburne from 6 to 9 p.m. Be sure to check that out on October 5th. The WHJE Public Relations Department will be DJing that event.
So Minter comes out. Thank you again for that update there, John. With that full house set too wide out to his right, gives it up to the tailback up the middle. That's Martin breaking a couple tackles in the duo of Riley Smith and Mitch Davis, able to bring him down after a gain of 12. So 43 seconds remain as the clock stops with the first down per high school rules there. Once the ball is set, the clock runs, and it does. So under 40 seconds remaining here in the first half for Lawrence North. They're going to set up at their own 32-yard line in the middle of the field for first and 10. 28 seconds, no sense of urgency right now from this offense. They have 7 seconds remaining on the play clock as they just now break huddle. Now hustling to the line of scrimmage, they go split backs formation with one wide and one tight end. He fakes the handoff, looking deep down the field. Minter's going to take a big shot there from Riley Smith, and the secondary coming up with a sack there, and they're going to lose a few yards. He stays in bounds, and the clock continues to run down 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and it looks like that's going to take us to the end of the first half. This one with the Carmel Greyhounds leading 35-0.
WHJE boasts years of pride and tradition. From the booth to the field, the WHJE sports team keeps you on the edge of your seats. Now, the tradition continues. Join Vince Reimer, Riley Sawyers, John Perkins, and Jesse Smith at halftime for the Greyhound Halftime Show on 91.3 WHJE.
So, folks, just a quick reminder as we end the second quarter, 35-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. It is halftime here at Carmel Stadium. Coming up next, we're going to have the Greyhound Halftime Show. I'll be joined by, of course, Jesse Smith, Vince Reimer, and our esteemed colleague, Riley Sawyers. Folks, we're going to send it back to the station to WHJE for a quick booster break. Come back here for halftime action. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, The Edge. WHJE.